Doug Sims live right here with my good friend Elia Weber, better known as Ella.
Really? Really? No, really.
I'm sorry. I just had to get that one out because a lot of people mispronounce your name. And I just think that's so funny. But, you know, so I just want to ask you a couple of questions about art, because I know you're a great and awesome worldwide painter, that is. And
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. So first of all, let me tell the audience a little bit about yourself first.
Okay, I'm just an artist here living in the city of Grand Rapids, this wonderful gray city. Gray all the time, not a lot of sunshine here in Grand Rapids, but yes, just pretty much doing my art thing. I am a mom of six. I started as doing artwork as a young child, didn't realize that I was an artist. I knew I was kind of different. I was considered weird, but I felt like I was different. I just did not mingle in with the norm, and I would just kind of venture off in my own little world and just be creative in my own mind until 2009, when I was actually able to come out with art, or come out with it, you know. And I was a homeowner at a young age, at age 24. And so my mom, she decided to, you know, quit her job and help us with our kids. She did a daycare center in my basement. And I kind of reconstructed the whole basement, and I decided to draw on the walls. She wanted some Disney characters, so I did that. And that's when I was like, you know what? Hey, I got a little talent. You know, like I said, I knew I had it when I was young, but I did not really discover it until then. And then we had a competition here in the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was an art competition called Art Prize. And I decided to submit to that competition and realized that I was accepted probably about a half an hour later. And I was the 22nd artist entered into that competition. And with the various critiques from that competition, I was able to continue to grow. And here I am now, just doing my art thing. I started my art business in 2018, I want to say. Yeah, 2018. And I'm still doing it now. Yeah, and I'm living from home. And you know how the Lord speaks on how our gift would make room for us? My gift has really made a ton of room for me, and not only me, but it bled to my babies as well. So yeah, your girl, she's an artist. What else you got, Doug?
So with all that information, I'm sure I'll circle back around to some of that, but what is it that you like creating the most?
What I like creating the most is not what I create the most. Let's start out with that. What I like creating the most is sculptures. I'm a sculptor. I love dipping in clay and then kind of transforming it to the molding and casting of silicone and all of that. But what brings the money in right away is portraits and murals. Wall murals, indoor, outdoor. So whatever people pretty much commission me to do. And then I also do my own little painting on the side, just to kind of keep inventory going. But yeah, just, so what I like doing is sculpting, but what I do the most is painting.
Okay, so now I know you mentioned Art Prize, and I want to touch on that real quick, and then I'll circle back around to some other things. But so the first Art Prize, what year was that in?
That was in 2009.
Okay, so that was in 2009, mm-hmm. And I know you went through a couple of Art Prizes. And
yes.
How do you feel about that competition? And, you know, I know you were in top 25 one of those years.
Yeah, in 2017. Yep, so I was in the competition 5 times. And with the competition, you can't just enter in, right? You have to actually be accepted from one of the venues that are in the city. So you have to put in for it. They have to accept it. And then you make a connection. And with the connection is when you're officially in the competition. Okay. So it's not just I submitted and I'm in. No, they have to want you to. Okay. But what I really feel about that competition is, We're in the city of Grand Rapids, and it's not a lot of culture here. And I really felt like it wasn't really led by our strong culture. And I really feel like that kind of placed a lot of downfall with African-American artists being entered into that competition, because the majority that are living here in the city of Grand Rapids are Caucasian. And a lot of times the art that we create, a lot of times they don't feel what we create, because, you know, art comes from your feeling. Art comes from within. A true artist, I should say, because, you know, you got some people out here doing their thing. But true art comes from within, you know, and what I spit out. And I don't expect everybody to like what I spit out or what I put out, but a different race may not like a black face on their wall. You know what I'm saying? For various reasons. I mean, and we all like what we're familiar with. And so I'm thinking that I wouldn't say it was unfair, but I don't think I'm in the right city for my type of work. Put it like that. I love my Caucasian people. I love y'all. But we are in a white city, being honest.
Okay, so I want to talk about Art Prize real quick one more time. You were in the top 25, and you had, you know, you were painting with fire. Can you tell me a little bit about that process?
Yeah, I'll tell you about the process. But first, let me mention to you how that came about. So that came about, me creating that piece came from a vision, and the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, and it was like it was me and my mom in an upstairs apartment, and it was like the coming of Christ, right? The return of Christ. And so the way that I felt like he was coming back, or the vision that I had, was it was fireballs hitting my upstairs window, like hitting it hard enough to wake us up in the middle of the night. And so it was like time. We felt like it was time. So we had to go downstairs, and we left out our apartment. And, you know, I can go on and on. I actually want to write a book on that, so I won't continue with that. But the fire hitting the window kind of let me know, like, and with him coming back, it was like a return of Christ. And so it was like, get your life together, make sure people around you are getting their life together with Christ, meaning becoming saved and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In which, yes, I did years ago, and I'm still there. But now, the creating the actual piece, so basically it was a heaven and hell type thing. And I know where most of us are familiar with that. If you're not, look, inbox me, call me, text me, email me, I'll fill you in on it. But I don't want to go too far in this interview, because I want to stay focused, because that's what artists do. We are very unfocused people, or people consider us as having ADD. But I do believe most of us really do, honestly, because we can't stay focused. But yeah, so back to creating the piece. The piece was made out of fire. I saw these fireballs in the window, right? So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? I prayed when I woke up, you know, I prayed. When I was woken, I actually got up. I prayed and I was like, you know what? I cannot wait for Michael's craft store to open up, because I want to see. I'm just going to walk through the store and see what I need to do. So before the store opened up, I'm like, okay, I wonder if I paint with fire. I wonder if somebody ever does that, right? So I Googled painting with fire, and I actually saw that it's people that really paint with fire. And what they do is they paint with the fire soot. So what you do is you take a candle, or you take a match, you light a candle, I should say, because, you know, you got to do that, you know. But you light that candle, and at the very tip of that candle, of that fire that is lit with that candle, at the very tip, you'll see black smoke, which is fire soot. And so you have to hold a canvas, like, just say you're holding a canvas over your head, and the canvas, you put that soot underneath that canvas board, and you'll start to actually draw with that canvas board. The more you hold it up closer to the canvas, the thicker the soot will be, and the more you pull away from the canvas, the thinner will be, like a pencil thin. So I was able to draw with the pencil part by pulling the soot away from the canvas, right? I am not trying to give you too many of my tips, Doug Sims, because that's my creation, you know. But I did explain that to thousands and thousands of people during that competition in 2017. But it was very interesting to know, you know, I burned a couple boards, burned my fingers. When you kind of get real dizzy from looking upside down, and, you know, it was that whole thing was a huge experience for me. But yeah, that's how I was able to draw with the canvas board, is actually a candle, fire, and that canvas board. And that's what made it happen. And it drew so much attention, because it wasn't an actual drawing. You know, it wasn't a painting. It was somebody actually painting with fire soot, which is different. And different, you know, with art, especially contemporary art, if something is different, it's a winner, basically.
Right. So that was Art Prize. It was astounding pieces. I mean, they were awesome.
Thank you.
And maybe you should take them somewhere else and hang them up somewhere. What do you, yeah. you ever, you know, put them in somebody's gallery?
Yeah. Well, actually, all of them sold. And a lot of the work I do, I don't really have a lot of work here at my home and all of that, because it's sold. So what I'll have to do is recreate. And I hope, Doug, I hope you don't try to steal my idea and go make your own. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what people usually do. Well, but no, I will. That's a good idea to keep going with it, with that fire set.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I know that you're becoming a sought after artist from celebrities. So mm-hmm. I know that you also do another medium, which is sculpting. So
yes.
You did a sculpture of Benzino down in Atlanta, you know, yes. high profile celebrity. How was that experience, and how did he like that sculpture?
That was an amazing experience. I kind of reached out to him through social media, and I did a painting of him, and he reached back out like later in the evening and was like, yeah, I want that painting. You know, how can I purchase that painting? So he and I worked out a deal to where, you know, I was selling him the piece. But he was like, well, can you, I asked him, where did he want me to deliver it to? I mean, where did he want me to send it to? And he says, send it to his restaurant. Benzino has a crab place. I'm not sure if he still does or not, but he had a crab shack, Benzino's Crab Shack in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said, you know what, he picked up the phone and called me. He asked me for the number. He picked the phone, he called, because he, you know, texting, you can only go so far, you know. So he said he wanted to talk. And so he called me and he was like, can you bring it down here? I want to meet you. And I was like, okay, yeah. So, you know, I got my homegirls together, a couple of family members together. And we went down to, we flew down to Atlanta, Georgia. And I actually presented him with a sculpture. I surprised him as a thank you for him. Just, you know, a lot of times as artists, you know, we want our work known. And a lot of times, a lot of celebrities ignore us, you know, and it's like, here we are taking the time to paint you, you know, to draw you, to sculpt you, and you ignore us. You don't even give us a like on social media. Well, Benzino is not stuck up like that. He was not bougie. He was not acting better. He was very grateful. He was very humble. And he communicated like he was just, you know, normal, but like a normal person, in which, you know, all of them are. So the attention that I expected from that was far more greater than most artists will expect. And big ups to Benzino, you know, I thank him. He's just a great person, and he and I are cool now. So I'm not one of the people that just, you know, just harp after celebrities or anything like that. No, I literally was, look at my art. I did this and you put me out there like that, you know, and that's all I really wanted from him or them or whoever. But I realized also, Doug, that we are our own creation or creators, but the Lord created us, but he gave us gifts to be able to utilize and to make money from and to draw people to him through our art. And that's my goal. My goal is not to focus on making sure that the celebrities see my work or value my worth, because they don't have that ability to. So, yeah, big ups to Benzino, put it like that.
Okay. And now I know you did some other things for other celebrities. And if I'm not mistaken, did you do something for Tyler Perry?
Yes, I did. So that piece, it was in, let me see, it was 2021. Yeah, 2021. So it was just a couple years ago. Melissa L. Williams, she's a celebrity. Her and my daughter are really good friends. And she's actually Ruth from Tyler Perry's show on BET Plus called Ruthless.
Okay.
So she's Ruth, right? But her name is Melissa L. Williams. And Melissa and my daughter, Alicia Tardy, they both reached out to me and wanted to know if I can paint a portrait of Tyler Perry and his mom, which his mom passed away years ago. But So I'm like, yeah, you know, my intentions were to paint the painting from home and just send it down there, you know. But what I did was, what she did was she said she wanted me to do it there. And that way we can kind of avoid the whole shipping cost and all of that. So she flew me. Look, I got flewed out, Doug. I got flewed out. She flew me down to Atlanta, Georgia, downtown. And I stayed in a really nice hotel. And I went and grabbed all my canvases, my supplies, and everything I needed and brought it to the hotel. And I had 2 days, 2.5 days, I should say, to create this piece. So when I got off the plane that evening, I had 2 days to get this painting to him and get back on a flight to go back home. And but it turned out great. It's a painting of him and his mom. When he was younger, I kind of blended his face, a newer version of Tyler, plus his painting of his mom. So the image that you'll see is not just Tyler as an older guy. Is him being younger and older. So I kind of blended the two that way. People, because when he was younger, he don't look like Tyler Perry, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and with a painting, it's even harder to really pull out that actual person without somebody saying, who is this, right? So I wanted to make sure I brought an older Tyler and a younger Tyler just so people can recognize who he is, but also have his mom on that portrait right next to him. So it was great. I was not able to get to Tyler Perry Studios at that time. Was not able to actually meet Melissa in person. Because I had to get back on my flight. So I had to ask my ex-husband to drop the painting off. Because, you know, he lives down there, but it's people you trust, right? You don't want everybody in your business, especially meeting celebrities and all that. So he had the opportunity to go and meet Melissa, and he had the opportunity to go into Tyler Perry Studio and do my part that I really, really was so excited to fly down there to do. So, wow. But it was kind of good. He was excited about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with all your skill sets, you know, you do painting, you do oil painting, canvas painting, you do sculpting, you do all sorts of things. You do the little marble things on canvas. I'm not sure what do you call that? You know, the painting, the swirlies, and then you put that clear coat on top of it.
I'm trying to understand where you're talking about marble thing.
So when you paint on canvas and then you put that clear mm-hmm. that clear coat, what's that?
Oh, that's liquid glass.
Okay, so you put liquid glass and you create artworks like that where people can hang yes. in their homes and in their office.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is, where do you draw your inspiration from with all these talents? Is there a certain anything that draws you in mm-hmm. for inspiration?
Prayer. I start out with prayer. I do not touch an art piece without praying for it or praying over it first, because I know that, first of all, I thank the Lord every time for him giving me the gift of art and to be able to utilize my artwork and touch other people's pieces. And as a matter of fact, nobody has any artwork of mine that was not touched and prayed over and anointed. So if you have a piece of mine, your house is anointed, trust me. But anyway, so I start out with prayer, and I ask the Lord to guide me, the Holy Spirit to lead me and to show me what he wants out of this for them, for me, and for whoever else views the piece. So I just kind of let him guide my hands from there. It was a lot of trial and error. It was a lot of money that I spent and wasted over the years through the trial and error. But I've developed a steady talent or a steady skill that, you know, kind of to where people can recognize is Elia's work. So the artwork that you're talking about with the rocks and all of that, those are like the pouring pieces or the landscape pieces and the pieces that you can really put in your house without it actually being a face. And I don't just put, you know, I don't just use paint with that. I use pouring medium. I use rocks. I use stones. Doug, I use cereal. I use beans. I use any kind of mixed media mediums that I can possibly be creative with. And I don't know. I can never do the same piece twice. Of course, we all know that. And I don't know what I'm going to use. I don't actually just go to the store and say, hey, I'm going to use this for today. No, I just look around the house and I'll see what I got.
Okay.
And if I need more, I'll use that. You know what I'm saying? So it comes, it's so fun. It's really fun being an artist. So.
Okay. So now with painting portraits, how important is it to have quality reference images?
Oh, great question. Especially for you, Mr. Photographer slash DJ slash whatever else you do. It's super important because with me, my work is very detailed. You can be an artist, you know, but you have to have those details. You can't just have one layer and say, I painted this piece. You can't just paint one layer. You have to have like 5-6 layers of paint that takes days and weeks to do, right? Or hours of drying before you can add another layer. And so with the quality, you can't say I want a portrait and give me a low quality painting. I mean, give me a low quality picture. I have to have a high quality picture. I get it confused. I'm so sorry. But I have to have a high quality picture in order to create a high quality painting, right? And meaning the pixels, the dots, all of the little fine wrinkles, the details, the more of that I have, the better the painting will be, right? So people will be like, oh, that's a really nice painting. Well, it was a really nice picture. So that's where it started out at, right? Everybody don't have the same wrinkles. Everybody doesn't have the same creases in their faces. So I need to know what your person, whoever image you sent me, I need to know. And so I asked for more than one image, but back to you, Doug, with you being a high quality photographer, a celebrity photographer, you know how important it is to make sure that image is on point, you know, with every dot, every mole, every dent, whatever you find in that picture. We as artists need to see that. So you can't do don't send me no cell phone picture. Don't send me a selfie. If you want a really good portrait done, please go see a photographer. Go see Doug Sims. But please see a professional photographer so you can have a nice professional portrait. Okay, so we're almost in the same because you're professional photographers are artists too. I'm not gonna say all photographers, but professional photographers are artists as well, because it's all creating. They have to create. They have to get on the computer. They have to do all this other stuff to even make your image pop. You know, so high quality photo will give you a high quality portrait. Okay. Painted portrait.
All right. So with you doing all of this creating day by day by day, when do you find time and what do you do on your downtime?
I eat a whole bunch of food. I eat. Me and my friends will go out. Doug, you already know. We'll go and we'll eat. And that's my fun. You know, I used to dance and try to get a little step in here and there. But you know, I found that, you know, it's okay to take a break from stepping sometimes. Eat some food, man. Eating is enjoyable, right? So we want to make sure that we're taking a break. But when I'm taking my break, I'm eating. I'm listening to music as I paint. So I can't say I'm just, you know, it's good to go sit and listen to music. No, I'm doing that while I'm painting. I can be on the phone gossiping and painting. I can be, you know, as long as I'm painting with it, I'm cool. But when I take a break, when I get time to enjoy myself and get out there, you know, me and my guy, we'll go eat, or, you know, me and my friends, we'll go eat. And yeah, so eating food, and followed by dessert, Doug. I'm not leaving that table without eating some dessert, some sugar.
The full meal. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. So with all that you've done and accomplished, what is next for you?
What's next for me? Only the Lord can really tell me what's next for me. What I feel is next for me, I feel it's getting more involved into upgrading myself, giving myself a raise, you know, putting myself out there just a little more, expanding my LLC business outside of Grand Rapids, reaching more to the Afrocentric communities, but also, you know, trying to have the ability to help teach kids more. I had a couple students before that I was just kind of working with one-on-one. But now I want to reach out to, you know, a few more. I want to actually take 1 month, and I'm going to start with my little cousin. Mackenzie, I want to start with building up students. So starting January of 2024, each month it will be one child underneath my wing, just kind of expanding their artwork so they can say, hey, you know, I learned from the best, Ilya. You know, no. But I want them to know what I know, because you know, when we pass away, and we don't know when that is, but I want to be a legend. You know what I'm saying? I don't just have this skill and this gift to not really show other people. You know, I'll show my children. My children are toast. They're so tired of me, Doug. But, you know, my kids, they're tired of art. You know, they're like, their whole life was a mommy's art, you know, and they want to do their own, even though I have some that are great artists, especially my daughter, Alicia. She's amazing. So her and I kind of work together. She's actually my business partner. But yeah, so I'm just, my goal is to really be able to have a student underneath my wings, one at a time, maybe two at a time. But I'm gonna start with my little cousin first, and then grow from there, and just keep expanding. My part-time job, I work for United Airlines, and I really, I fly around the world for free, man. It's so amazing, you know, just put in my little 20 hours a week, but being able to fly around the world just from putting in these 20 hours a week, you know? So just being able to go to other cities, being able to be around more culture. I just came back from New York, Brooklyn and New York and the Bronx and Queens and all of that with a couple coworkers. And I saw so much that we do not see here. The culture over there is unbelievable. And I saw different works of art, and I'm like, you know what? My artwork needs to be in this museum, and my artwork needs to be here at this, you know, at this gallery, and just different little things that this is where my artwork, I was feeling like this is where my artwork belongs, you know?
Right.
Not saying it don't belong here. I have Caucasian friends, family, you know, my daughter-in-law, she's white. She purchased some of my art. So, I mean, it's just, I don't want it to seem like, you know, like whites reject my art. That's not it. It's just, you know, Black people want to be around familiar faces, you know, people of color that kind of looks like us, and white people will want to be the same. They want to be around Caucasian people that look like them. If you want something different, you buy something different. If we want something different, we buy. So it's yeah, just wherever, just pretty much, Doug, to answer your question, wherever the airplane takes me, that's what I'm gonna be doing next, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So let me touch on what you said, that you went to New York, and I know that you visited the museum out there where they had the Jay-Z exhibit.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Can you touch on that for a minute?
I'm gonna start out by saying that's gonna be me one day. I'm gonna start out by saying it's 2020. This is December 2023. That's going to be me one day. But yeah, so it was amazing. Just walking in. It was called the Book of Hove, in which, you know, I'm not gonna touch on that too much. That was kind of, I didn't like that part too much, because, you know, if you know what the Book of Hove is, I mean, being a Christian, you know, it's just different from what I was raised, but I was still able to enjoy Jay-Z's exhibit. I was able to see all of the different things that he's done. You know, Jay-Z did some artwork. You know, of course, they say a lot of artists, rappers and singers are artists. They are. But they also tap into art too. Painting, drawing, different little things like that. But I saw some sculptures that he did, some drawings he did. I saw more than just his rap. I saw where he started all that. They had videos up in there. They had rooms. It was all lit up, and it was all very vibrant. It was at the Brooklyn Library. And the exhibit is actually over now, which is horrible because it was really nice. But yeah, it was just, I saw so much. I saw, I didn't know that he played the drums. I didn't know, I just didn't know all the stuff that he did. It was just completely amazing to see his whole life in that one little building. Not little building, it was a big building, but right. In that one space, his whole life confined. And it started out outside with this flashing TV. It was like a block. It was a cube with different screens of what Jay-Z has done on the screen. So if you didn't make it inside with the crowd, you were still able to watch from outside and see some of the stuff from outside. The building itself, like, we were like way down the street, and I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, well, where is this place at? Well, we look at this white building, the Brooklyn Library, with writing all over it. So he had his manuscript all over, written all over this building, like it was like a newspaper print on the outside of the building. It was so dope, Doug. It was so, so creative and so unique.
Okay. I mean,
from start to finish. Yeah.
Right. So, and that's an awesome experience. I wish I could have went there, but, you know, maybe I'll catch it somewhere else. Maybe. Who knows, at a different time or what have you. But, you know, you being a well-known and recognized artist in the city of Grand Rapids, you also instruct kids at the Children's Museum. How did that come about?
That's my fun. That's my fun. I love my babies. You know, I'm a mom of six, so babies is just my life. You know, I drove the school bus for 20 years. And so kids, I'm just always surrounded with kids, you know. But that came about, I had an art gallery, you know, over off Division, which is no longer, I shouldn't say no longer, not right now. And I won an award from the Urban League. And from that winning that award, Grand Rapids Children's Museum, the director, Maggie Lancaster, she's such a sweetheart. I love her, by the way. Very supportive, very down for the Black culture, by the way. She does a lot with, she focuses on making sure African Americans are up in that children's museum, by the way. She reaches out on the norm. You know, I'm able to use her for references or whatever I do. Maggie Lancaster from the Grand Rapids Children's Museum is amazing. But anyway, so she reached out and was like, I didn't even know anything about you. Then she saw that I did a mural down in the East Franklin Eastern District for the 49507 project, or for the diatribe. And so she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you did this and I didn't know you did that. So that's when she finally discovered who I was and was like, you know, I got to get you into this children's museum. And then she found out like, oh my gosh, you teach, you work for the Head Start program. So you have a ton of experience with children. I'm like, absolutely. So she tried me out a couple years ago for Black History Month. And from then on, she's like, we got to get you in here for each one of our programs. So she started getting me in. I was able to go in and teach the kids and they were so amazed. She actually had the people that actually run the whole, the funding for the Grand Rapids Children's Museum and all of the board. She had all of them come down to my piece. And it was so amazing because they were hyping me up so much, but she didn't know that I had a huge following, right? Uh-huh. And so when she said, okay, well, we want to put you on social media. Can you share? And her staff had me share my work and I did. And so when I came down to the Children's Museum to do that very first one, they said that was the most people that has ever entered the Children's Museum that day.
Really?
And so they like, oh, we got to get you back down here again. So like every time, you know, she always calls and they always be like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So, and they pay pretty well, you know, so, in which, you know, I'm too grateful for that. So I was able to do that. And then one year she was like, hey, can you do a mural inside the museum? So I showed her what I was going to do. So they're like, we want to put you and your work on the main floor, right? So if you enter into the Children's Museum, I have this animal wall. And it's just really vibrant and just full of life. They look like it's like the animals are going to really pop out, like the safari is going to pop out at you. But me and my daughter, Alicia Tardy, we created this mural for the children with the children. So it was a couple sessions we had where the kids actually came in and painted the mural with us. So it was an interactive piece. And kind of like I had got the giraffe head sticking out. So it was it's 3D as well. So it's not just a flat 2D wall. It's a 3D painting with the giraffe head sticking higher than the actual wall that's up there. That the giraffe head is touching the ceiling when the rest of the mural is kind of lower. So it's pretty dope. You got to get there to see it to know what I'm talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty interesting right there. So yeah, some great information for the people right there. Now I know there's a lot of people out there that want to get into art or that are just starting out rather.
Yes.
Are there any inspiring words that you may have for a new artist?
Yes. I will start out by saying, if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, pray. But if you're a Christian, pray. pray over your everyday, pray over your everything, pray over everything you do, every move you make. And that's not just with art, but just pray for guidance. You know, sometimes we go day to day, we're working for, you know, a business, and we're working for this company and this company, but you know, we actually a whole company within our own selves, because we were given a gift. Each one of us is given a gift. You may not be an artist. You may be a construction worker. You may be a director. You may be a singer. You may be a cop. Whatever it is that you are, whatever gift that you have, just know that it did not come from you. It's a gift from the Lord. We all were created by God. And so he gave us all a gift. And if you really want to tap into your gift, you really want to really pull it out of yourself, pray. Pray and ask the Lord to direct you, to lead you, to guide you through it as you do it. You know, one of my art pieces may be just jacked up, you know, and I prayed over it, right? But it may be jacked up. Well, hey, do it over. The Holy Spirit said, do this one over, do it like this. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, he leads me, he guides me. And I'm not just saying that, I'm serious. You know, he really does. He guides my every move. I've made mistakes over the years and didn't realize that I was not asking him to lead me. I wasn't, daily. You know the prayer, our Father prayer?
Yes.
I mean, that is so important, daily. Daily, because it guides you, it covers you daily. So anyway, I'm not gonna go too far, because I told you I wasn't in the beginning. I'm not gonna go too far, but prayer is my answer to your question.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining the podcast. This was a wealth of information, and I'm looking forward to your next projects that you have coming up. Mm-hmm. Where can the people find you on social media?
I am on Facebook, Elia Ami, which is my middle name. It's E'LLA. Middle name is A-I-M-E-E. It's kind of spelled like Amy, but it's pronounced Ami. That's on Facebook. Instagram, I am Ella Weber. You know Ella that you said in the beginning, Doug?
Right.
That most people call me Ella, which is not my name, but I am Ella Weber on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok. Just pull up my name, Elia Weber. Because I don't know my Instagram, as you can see. It might be under my maiden name, Luster, Ella Luster. But let's see, TikTok. It's so many of them now, Doug. I don't really deal with Snapchat too much right now. I just use it for filters, you know?
Okay.
Which Doug Sims don't like that.
Yeah, no filters.
No filters, okay. But yeah, just so I pretty much roll with Instagram and Facebook at the time. But you can reach me through my email, ella.luster@att.net. That's ella.luster@att.net. I can't give out my phone number because I'm not doing that. But I'm also a messenger, so just message me. But I also want to thank everybody that has purchased artwork from me, that has supported and patronized my art business. I really appreciate you all. You know, just hang on to those pieces. Art really doesn't have all the value until that person is no longer here. So thank you for believing in me and believing in who I am, believing in what I do. And thank you for continuing to support me and my gift from God. And yes, you have a piece of my work in your home, but you have an anointed piece. So if you're ever down, if you ever are going through anything, just know that that piece in your house makes a huge difference. So thank you, Doug. Thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate you. I know I talk too much, but hey, that's me. That's that artist with the ADD that has never really been diagnosed, but as an adult, I think it's true,
right,
with us artists. So yeah, thanks so much, Doug. I appreciate you, friend.
All right, take care.